Peace to this meeting, wherefore we are met. Unto our brother France, and to our sister, health and fair time of day. Joy and good wishes to our most fair and princely cousin Catherine. And as a branch or member of this royalty, we do salute you, Duke of Burgundy, and Princes French and Pierre. Health to you all.
Right joyous are we to behold your face, most worthy brother England, fair Lynette. So are you Princes English, every one.
So happy be the issue, brother England, of this good day and of this gracious meeting, as we are now glad to behold your eyes. Your eyes which hitherto were borne in them against the French that met them in their bents, the fatal balls of murdering battles. The venom of such looks, we fairly hope, have lost their quality, and that this day shall change all griefs and quarrels into love.
To cry amen to that, thus we appear.
My duty to you both, on equal love, great kings of France and England, since that my office hath so far prevailed that face to face and royal eye to eye you have assembled, let it not disgrace me if I demand before this royal view why that the naked, poor, and mangled peace, dear nurse of arts, of plenties, and of joyful births, should not in this best garden of the world, our fertile France, put up her lovely visage.
Alas, she hath from France too long been chased, and all her husbandry doth lie on heaps, corrupting in its own fertility. Her vine, the merry cheerer of the heart, unpruned, died. Her hedges, even bleached, put forth disordered twigs. Her fallow leaves, the darnel, hemlock, and rank fumitory doth root upon, while the faculta rusts that should deracinate such savagery. The even mead that erst brought sweetly forth the freckled cusp, burnet, and green clover, wanting the size, all uncorrected, rank, conceives by idleness. And nothing teems but hateful docks, rough thistles, kexes, birds, losing both beauty and utility. Even so our houses, and ourselves and children, have lost, or do not learn for want of time, the sciences that should become our country, but grow like savages, as soldiers will, that nothing do but meditate on blood, to swearing and stern looks, diffused attire, and everything that seems unnatural, which to reduce into her former favor, you are assembled.
Then, Duke of Burgundy, you must gain that peace, with full accord to all our just demands.
I have but with a cursory eye or glance at the articles. Please, if your grace, to appoint some of your council presently to sit with us, we will suddenly pass our accept and peremptory answer.
Brother, we shall. Will you, fair sister, go with the princes, or stay here with us?
Our gracious brother, I will go with them. Happily, a woman's voice may do some good when articles too nicely urged be stood on.
Yet leave our cousin Catherine here with us.
She hath good leave.
Fair Catherine, and most fair, will you vouchsafe to teach a soldier terms such as will enter at a lady's ear and plead his love suit to her gentle heart?
Your Majesty shall mocket me. I cannot speak your England.
Oh, fair Catherine, if you will love me soundly with your French heart, I will be glad to hear you confess it brokenly with your English tongue. Do you like me, Kate?
Pardonnez-moi.
An angel is like you, Kate. And you are like an angel.
Dit-il que je suis un adolescent?
Oui, vraiment, sur votre place infinitive.
Oh, mon Dieu. Les langues des hommes sont pleines de tromperies.
What says she, fair one, that the tongues of men are full of deceit?
Oui.
That the tongues of the men is deep. Of
Faith, Kate, I am glad thou can speak no better English. For if thou couldst, thou wouldst find me such a plain king that thou wouldst think that I had sold my farm to buy my crown. I know no way to mince it in love, but directly to say, I love you. Give me your answer if face do, and so clap hands in a bargain. How say you, lady?
So for the honor, we understand well.
Marry, if you put me to verses or to dance for your sake, Kate, why you undo me? If I might buffet for my love or bound my horse for her favors, I could lay on like a butcher and sit like a jackanapes, never off. But before God, Kate, I cannot look greenly nor gasp out my eloquence, nor have I no cunning in protestation. If thou canst love a fellow of this temper, Kate, that never looks in his glass for the love of anything he sees there, whose face is not worth sunburning, take me. If not, to say to me that I shall die is true. But for thy love, by the Lord, no. Yet I love thee too. And while thou livest, dear Kate, take a fellow of plain constancy. These fellows of infinite tongue that can rhyme themselves into ladies' favors, they do always reason themselves out again. A speaker is but a prater. A rhyme is but a ballad. A straight back will stoop. A black beard will turn white. A fair face will wither, a full eye will wax hollow, but a good heart, Kate, is the sun and the moon. If thou wouldst have such a one, take me. And take me, take a soldier. Take a soldier, take a king. And what sayest thou then to my love? Speak, my fair, and fairly, I pray thee.
Is it possible that I should love the enemy of France?
No, Kate, but in loving me you would love the friend of France. For I love France so well that I will not part with a village of it. And Kate, when France is mine and I am yours, then yours is France and you are mine.
I cannot tell what is that.
No, Kate. I will tell thee in French, which I am sure will hang upon my tongue like a newly married wife about a husband's neck. Hardly to be shook off. Je. Quand sur la possession de France, et quand vous avez la possession de moi. Donc, votre France et vous êtes mienne. I shall never move thee in French unless it be to laugh at me.
De votre honneur, le français que vous parlez est meilleur que l'anglais que je parle.
No, if faith is not, Kate. Thy speaking of my tongue and I thine must needs be granted to be much alike. But, Kate, dost thou understand thus much English? Canst thou love me?
I cannot tell.
Any of your neighbors tell, Kate, I'll ask them. Come, I know thou lovest me. And at night, when you are come into your chamber, you will question this gentlewoman about me. And I know, Kate, you will to her dispraise those parts in me which you love with your heart. But, good Kate, mock me mercifully. The rather gentle princess, because I love thee cruelly. What sayest thou, my fair flower de luce? La plus belle Catherine du monde, mon très chère et divine déesse.
Your Majesty, a repose, don't you know, to deceive the most sage demoiselle de tes enfants.
Now fie upon my false French, but by mine honor in true English, I love thee, Kate. By which honor, though I dare not swear thou lovest me, yet my blood begins to flatter me thou dost. Put off your maiden blushes. Avouch the thoughts of your heart with the looks of an empress. Take me by the hand and say, Harry of England, I am thine. Which word thou shalt no sooner bless mine ear withal, but I will tell thee aloud. England is thine, Ireland is thine, France is thine, and Henry Plantagenet is thine. Therefore, Queen of all, Catherine, break thy mind to me in broken English, whilst thou have me.
That is as it shall please the roi mon père.
Nay, it shall please him well, Kate. It shall please him, Kate.
Then it shall also content me.
Upon that I kiss your hand and call you my queen.
Oh, laissez, monseigneur, laissez, laissez. Oui, il ne peut vous abaisser votre grandeur en baisant la main d'une votre indigne serviteur. Excusez-moi, je suis si mon puissant seigneur.
Oh, then I will kiss your lips, Kate.
Oh! Si tiens, vous êtes moisie pour être baisée devant le nôtre, il n'est pas le coutume en France.
Madam, my interpreter, what says she?
She's not the fashion for the ladies of France. Oh, I cannot tell what is baiser, is it?
To kiss?
Votre Majesté entendre better que moi.
It is not the fashion for the maids in France to kiss before they are married, would she say?
Oui, vraiment.
Oh, Kate.
Nice customs courtesy to great king.
Dear Kate, you and I cannot be confined within the weak list of a country's fashion. We are the makers of manners, Kate. Therefore, patiently and yielding.
Save your majesty, my royal cousin. Teach you our princess English.
I would have her learn, my fair cousin, how perfectly I love her. And that is good English. Shall Kate be my wife?
Take her, fair son. Let the contending kingdoms of France and England, whose very shores look pale with envy of each other's happiness, may cease their hatred and never war advance his bleeding sword twixt England and fair France.
Amen.